It's a Shoppers John Deere Reaction Monday on Sports Radio 610. Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, here's Payne and Pendergast.
59-yard attempt for the win. Weeks with the snap, Tommy Townsend with the hold, and Kadeemi Fairbairn with a chance to give the Texans the victory. Here's the snap by Weeks, the spot. Here's the kick by Fairbairn. Has the distance, and it's good! Fairbairn wins it at the buzzer! The Texans beat the Bills! 59 yards for the dub on H-Town Day.
Great call.
23-20.
Great call. Acknowledge Mark Vandermeer for the call. Good call, Vandy. Great job on that and other calls throughout.
Acknowledge me.
Good job. Here's Kadeemi Fairbairn after the game. This was in the post game. We asked him first question. You had to get kind of mentally ready to kick
right
the first time the Texans are in field goal range.
Right, right.
And CJ gets the penalty.
For CJ screwed him.
CJ gets the
did
penalty
you phrase it that way?
For intentional grounding. I did. I wanted to be controversial. So now you're punting instead. They get the ball back, you know? And so I was really curious, like the mental process of going through the, you know, having to get yourself up emotionally. Now you get dialed back, mm-hmm. staying ready. Here was Kadeemi Fairbairn kind of taking us through that whole thing.
The last minute is insane if you really think about it. Weirdly enough, we've talked about it in the preseason just with Tommy, especially because Tommy's been through some Tommy Townsend, the punter. He's been some wild games in Kansas City the past few years. And we were just talking about like always staying locked in. So, you know, we have that penalty that moves us back and then we punt and it's like, okay, I guess we get ready for overtime.
Yeah.
And then they get three stops. And then on the first one, I was like, okay, I better stay locked in. I went back to my net and kept warming up, kept staying. You know, I didn't really change my mindset, but getting the reps and just acting like I'm going to go back on the field. We got the punt return. And it was like, okay, we maybe need 3, 4, 5 yards. We get the 5 and then, you know, hit it through. So, yeah, I think just mentally staying locked in and ready for whatever comes my way, keeping that calm presence and ready for whatever happens.
All right, so that was Kadeemi Fairbairn. It's really weird, just to give you a peek behind the curtain, Seth and I are in studio and Get Up is on right now, and they're running the whole sequence that Kadeemi was just describing,
yeah,
almost in synchronicity with his 1 minute cut right there.
That's the way things cool. tend to line up for us in the universe.
That was
I think
cool.
That was
gonna be a good day.
Okay, one of the more unexpected storylines that I did not expect. That feels like it mirrors the Astros a little bit in a weird, weird way. Yeah, you got to have that veteran leadership from punters who have been on championship squads. That Tommy Townsend comes in, and because he's been in a lot of these tight situations,
yeah.
the Chiefs have made a business of coming from behind in the playoffs.
He's our
and
Carlos Beltran.
Yes, he's exactly like Carlos Beltran, except for hopefully the sign stealing part.
Yes, yeah.
The electronic part at least.
Right. Thought that was cool, man. Kadeemi was a good interview after the game yesterday.
I was actually kind of surprised that that he had to consciously think about the process. I expected him to be like, no, I've kind of like always been able to just stay calm and not think too much about what situation it is. I don't know how any of them do it.
Yeah. In these situations. I'll say this. You know, if the Texans keep winning, yeah. they're going to be in the postseason. If they get in the postseason, they're going to be in close games where they're going to need kicks. Or they're going to need to make a play defensively. And while these games are going to probably make it so that you're going to have a new co-host by December, because I'm going to die from all the stress.
Very selfish of you.
They will be battle tested in these close games.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
There is
yeah.
something to that.
I get the, you know, there's part of it where I feel much better after this victory, even though there's things that they still need to work on and clean up and everything. And maybe it's just the name brand appeal of Josh Allen and the Bills that makes it feel better. But I do think some of the stuff, man, you just get tired of hearing like, yeah, D'Amico's being asked, like, what does your team learn from this? Does it give them confidence? But you can say that about every game that they've played so far. At some point, it just comes down to, all right, play better football more consistently.
Yeah, you know what else gives you confidence? Winning 28-10.
Yeah, that's also, yes.
yeah. So around the league yesterday,
like, yes, like they've proven, they know and understand that it's possible to win close games.
Yeah.
Okay. They already knew that. They knew that last year. And you know, you want a little bit more than just knowing that it's possible to win close games.
Yeah. Boy, but Vandy has got a slew of great end of game calls thanks to this team over the last year and a half. 14 one score games in the regular season in the D'Amico Ryans era, and he's only coached 22 NFL games so far. Mm. He's had 14 games go down to the last minute. It's wild. And they've won 7 of them in a row. Other games around the NFL yesterday that matter to the Texans, we'll rapid fire these real quick. Jacksonville beat the Colts yesterday, 37-34. No more winless teams in the NFL. Jacksonville, the last one to win a game. Colts are 2-3 now. So the Texans have, they're back to having a nice, comfortable two-game lead in the division mm-hmm. again. So that's good. We like that. Next week's opponent, New England. They lost to a Miami team that's not very good without Tua Tagovailoa.
Tua didn't come back yesterday. Come back. There wasn't a surprise comeback that I missed in the headlines.
No. That's okay. Tua's music. Oh, my God. 15-10. Deshaun Watson, not a good day for him. That'll probably show up in the Pettycast tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Let's do that. You know what? I have to dig in, because I know that there was some misreporting about him walking off the field.
On fourth
they made
down.
It, they made it look like he was storming off the field
like
and
quit.
When it was actually just, no, there was a substitution, miscommunication.
Yeah, 12 guys in the huddle.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So that wasn't that big a deal, except that it was in the ongoing saga of Deshaun simply not being a good quarterback anymore. That was bad.
Stat that I feel might irritate Seth Payne a little bit. Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, Bo Nix, all above 500 in a combined 10-5 at this
Ooh,
point.
Ooh, give me some. Why would it annoy me?
Well, because you and I are not big Bo Nix fans, and he's not the main reason they're 3-2 right
oh,
now.
Oh, yeah.
Jaden Daniels is the main reason that the Commanders are 4-1.
Bo Nix, though, he doesn't bother me personally. I just thought that it was annoying to me that there was all this fervor over him because of his preseason performance. And you go and watch the games, and you're like, no, this is the classic, okay, stuff you get away with in the preseason. Caleb Williams, there was a fervor over, and he was doing a lot of rookie stuff that he wasn't going to get away with, but he was also doing some pretty damn incredible stuff. Bo Nix, it was more like, okay, yeah, this is what happens when a good college quarterback plays against backups. So, yeah, I don't despise Bo Nix.
Okay. Well, 10-5, they're all 3-2 for the Bears, 3-2 for the Broncos, and 4-1 for the Commanders.
I despise Sean Payton.
You and I are both there. There you go. Yeah. And Bo Nix is kind of guilt by association.
Yeah, and I didn't used to despise him until he turned into a little gossipy, you know, PS artist with Colin Cowherd when it came to interviewing with the Texans.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
And then acting like the Broncos never wanted D'Amico and didn't prefer D'Amico.
They wanted D'Amico.
He was very cocky about that.
Rightfully so. Someone asked on the text page, are you going to acknowledge Laramie for not getting any penalties? No. Acknowledge me is for elite performance, not for just doing your job.
That's like acknowledging Antonio Cromartie for not knocking a girl up or something. You know, like what? Good job.
Exactly,
you
like
kept it in your pants. Okay.
Way to go. All right. So we got a big day here at the station. Keep it tuned here all day long. One of the biggest wins in of the D'Amico Ryans era for sure. And one of the best endings in NRG Stadium history yesterday. Texans 23, Bills 20. Seth, antibodies too.
Antibodies, and I'm going to give you some banana bread.
I know, that looks good.
Jason Bristol's wife made it for
me. Ooh, look at that. All right, some banana bread coming up.